Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove. I'm a fighter, it's not an option to lose.
Hello, 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 and good evening. It's the Shelly Moonstruck Show, Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. It's the middle of the week for most. It's my Thursday. Tomorrow's my Friday. Woohoo! It's almost the end of February, and that means it's getting closer and closer to spring. And you know what that means for the entertainment business, for a lot of peeps? That means more filling. Come on, bring it on! I'll take the warm weather any day. And this is happy. I think I'm so overtired, but so much snow is going to hit us again up here in Maine. I don't know how it is, but my Boston peeps down there, you know, I just don't know how it's going to be with you guys, but I heard we're getting more snow. Yippee! Not. But anyway, I guess if you live in New England, the saying somewhat goes, you know, if you don't like the weather, wait till, you know, for a few minutes and it'll change. Anyway, my show is about life, love, dreams, you know, inspiration, and if no one calls in, of course, I'm going to talk about the man I want to work with, Jackie Chan. Everyone that knows me knows that I want to work with Jackie Chan. I just, you know, I just really look up to him, and, you know, to me, he's been an inspiration my whole entire life, and I feel blessed because of having an inspiration like Jackie. It's helped me to stay on a good path in my life and led me to meet great people like I've always mentioned, my big brother, the man, the myth himself, a Horace of Cora Deleuze. And you know something, ladies and gentlemen, he also is a certified fitness trainer. So he gets to train you while you're working on fit. Let me say, when we're doing films, we're out there in the snow in Maine with snow up to our knees. He's got us running around with big trees and big rocks in the snow, in wardrobe, running around, in the snow. Yes, I mentioned that. Anyway, if anybody wants to call in, please feel free to call us in at 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473, or 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. And I'm here with my little co-host, a little furball, Jackie Chan Kitty. And we all know that she was once an unloved, strange little creature running amok in my backyard, running around like a ninja. And that's practically how I gave her the name, because she was running around like a ninja. So this is the first thing that popped into my mind, Jackie Chan. So there she is, multicolored, calico, money cat kitty. So she's sitting here, and let me just say, she's being a naughty little kitty cat, because she just wants more attention. So I just have a look. I tried to focus on the radio show, and the cat's torturing me over here. Like, hey, play with me, because, you know, I get out of work. I work Monday through Thursday, a 10-hour day job, you know, because I figure if I work more hours for less days, I'll have more opportunities to work on films and such. So that's what I do, and I feel very lucky and very blessed because I have great people who I do look up to. You know, my brother Horace, of course, believes in many people I've met along the way, a lot of people in the industry. So all my film peeps, you know, thank you very much for, you know, allowing me to work with you. And, you know, I think after Valcare, I'm going to get more opportunities to do things. But I'm so dedicated to the film Valcare. And for those who don't know about the film, it's about five different women who get whisked away from different time periods. And we have to fight these evil things and we battle. And the truth about it is that we get to train while we're on film. I mean, if you see something like, it's not like Rocky, but you remember how Sylvester Stallone, he actually trained on the film, showing him training. That's what we're actually doing in the film. And it's something that I have to say, it's really a lot of work. You know, not just as if you're training offset, but when you're training in a film, it's really hard. And I just, you know, I have more respect for stuntmen out there more and more. And I have to say, yeah, I give them more props, and they definitely have my respect more and more. And I'd like to bring up something, and I'm going to pull up on my Facebook page. Let's see. It's for an event, and everybody that's known that my song, The Fighter, is actually my nephew's song, Sacrifice and Cardiac, and it's one of my theme songs, and it's actually dedicated to Sacrifice, young wife who about a year ago she passed away and lost her battle with cancer. So I'm going to bring up the event here. Anybody that wants to go, it's back actually in Boston. So to let you know about the event, the event tickets, this is an event in Sarah's name, and it says here the event tickets are done and are on sale. If you are in the Massachusetts area, Eric Irati and Mel Alejandro will have some for sale. We are asking for a minimum of a $10 tax-deductible donation per ticket. But hey, if you feel generous, we can use the help. Also, we have some amazing items for the raffles. We have an Academy Award basket containing all 9 movies that were nominated for an Oscar, along with popcorn, movie candies, and soda. The amazing basket is valued at over $300. We have an authentic Bruins jersey, a personalized 45-minute photo shoot with 3 retouched prints, and the CD with all the photos taken during the season. This alone is a $450 value and much more. Raffles are $1 each, or 6 for $5 and 12 for $10. Please spread the word and invite as many friends as you want. This is going to be the best night ever. So I'm going to go to the event itself so that I can let people know exactly where it is. And she, you know, the woman, Sarah, my nephew's wife, amazing, amazing woman. So many people are missing her now. I see posts that, you know, they're missing her, and she was just a remarkable young woman. She left behind two young sons and a whole bunch of people that actually, like, really, really loved her. So it's actually for a very good cause, and it's a Sarah's Memorial Dinner. And it says here, as we all know, March 16th will mark the one-year anniversary of when my beautiful Sarah passed on to a better place. I would really love to have a potluck get-together in her honor. All friends and family are welcomed. This event will help raise money to the Sarah Joy Foundation. $10 would be appreciated donation. We also have raffles and an open mic for people if you would like to share moments you had with Sarah. She is loved and dearly missed. Please make time to come out and show how much she meant to all of us. If anyone would like to volunteer to make a raffle gift, please let me know. Thank you and God bless. I think that must have been written by Eric. And it's going to be at the Gaelic Club, G-A-E-L-I-C, Club, at 255 Chemfold Street, Lower Massachusetts, 01852. And you can actually find it on Facebook. It's Sarah Iraheta, I-R-A-H-E-T-A, S, Memorial Dinner. And you can actually go there, and if you feel like donating, it is, you know, it is actually for a good cause. So I am going to take a short little break to play the song. It actually was in the beginning of the film, and I'm sorry, the beginning of the show. I'm kind of half tired here. I've had a 10-hour workday, and I want to play the song once again, "The Fighter." It's by my two nephews, and the best thing I could do for Sarah to help her memory stay alive is to have the song "The Fighter," which I love this song very much. I take it very dearly to heart, and put it in my film "The Dishwasher," which I'm dedicating to Jackie Chan. So I'm taking a short break. I need to get a little drink here. I talk on the phones all day long, so I want everyone to hear the song, and this song is dedicated to Sarah. I will be right back. Here's the song "The Fighter."
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
was the fighter by my two nephews, Sacrifice and Pontiac. And once again, the song The Fighter is actually dedicated to Sarah, which was the young wife of my nephew, Sacrifice, who has passed away, I believe it's been a year, March 16th. And to honor Sarah's memory, I am having that in the film, and I'm going to be doing this dedicated to Jackie Chan. And I have to say one thing about the song The Fighter. That song was actually for the film. They tried to get it for Mickey Ward's film, The Fighter, and I guess they probably thought it was not good enough, but, you know, it's okay, because I'm going to take the song, and I'm dedicating it to one of the number one international superstars in the world, to Jackie Chan. So you never can tell where, you know, just because something's meant for something and it doesn't work out, it could be meant for something even better. So, you know, people that have dreams out there, you know, you should at least try and go for it. Hey, I mean, look at all the stuff that I'm doing. I'm doing films, and I'm very happy and satisfied with what I'm doing. And, you know, working every day, like this is Monday through Thursday, working 10-hour day, and even during my lunch hour, I'm starting to, like, walk more to get more exercise. And I know I can do these things, do my dreams, and I'm 42 years old. People say don't say your age, and say why not? Because if people say you look good for your age at 42, that's kind of a great thing, right? You know, I mean, they say in the entertainment business, don't, but, you know, if I play a younger role than, you know, if I'm in my 30s or something, that can't be all that bad, right? I mean, I don't think so. So, you know, what have I been up to? Well, we took a couple weeks off of childcare. There was a big, huge storm up here in Maine. We couldn't even get out of the houses up here. Some people couldn't. I mean, you know, here, I was like, ah, I'm staying in bed. That's it. You know, I mean, hey, it's Maine. It's kind of like the North Pole up here. And as you can tell, the more I talk, you know where I come from. People sometimes think it's New York, but I'm from Boston. You know, I've lived in the Indian cities my whole life, you know, in and around Boston. And I came up to Maine to do a couple of films. And I never thought I would be doing any of this. Believe me, you never know where your life can lead. And as I've mentioned before, the reason why I got into filming is I actually stepped into a dojo. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, when I started training in martial arts, I got into martial arts because it wasn't a great time in my life, but, you know, instead of there, I'm sorry for myself. I stepped into a dojo because I always wanted to learn. And people were telling me that at my age, in my late 30s, that it wasn't normal to train in martial arts or like Jackie Chan. Well, you know something? Those people were wrong. Anybody that ever said it to me, I mean, anything that, you know, told me, Jackie Chan will never say hi to you and all these different things. And even with my actor's name, now, everyone knows I go by Shelly Nunchucks, which is a weapon and stuff, but people were telling me for my actor's name, I should pick an Italian last name. And I'm like, why? I wanted something that no one else had. And I didn't want an Italian last name. I wanted something that would be simple, you know, and people could remember it. And if you look up an IMDb.com, which is the actor's database in the whole entire world, no one has my actor's name. I'm the only actress, you know, that has Shelly Nunchucks. And it stands out. I mean, it's short. And believe me, people used to yell at me because I picked the name Shelly Nunchucks. And I'm like, why can't I have the name? What is so wrong with it? You know, there's nothing wrong with the name. And I just like the name. I've loved martial arts since I was little. And yes, people, I did keep it in the closet. I know this sounds so ridiculous. My love for Asian action films, I kept in the closet. You know, I had bullies when I was little, and I used to get beat up every single day. And when I tell people this, they're just like, what? You know, they get mad when they hear the stories I tell when I was a little kid. And, you know, everyone, the neighbors used to watch. They didn't do anything. When I went home, at home, you know, they told me it was my fault I was getting beat up. Going to school, the teachers, they didn't do anything. They watched. So it's kind of like, you know, dealing with that, you know, it's just something that happened in my past. And if you look at me now, okay, looking to try to get to work with Jackie Chan, it, you know, your life can change because people figure, oh, my life is so bad, they're going to do bad things because you didn't have a happy childhood. Yeah, so you didn't have a happy childhood, but that should make you more aware that as an adult, you can make a choice and make a difference. And I'm so glad with the things that I've chosen. I'm not regretting anything because, you know, being at the age I am, I'm doing things I never thought I could do. even over the summer, I was taking horseback riding lessons, and I was enjoying it. And on top of that, one of the horses that I was on top of was Cowboy. This horse was actually headed for a meat train. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the horse Cowboy was rescued by Jen from Skyloft Morgan and started becoming an actor. The horse Cowboy, I swear to God, this beautiful brown horse, he was just awesome, and he was very gentle. And I could not believe that I had the honor to sit on top of him in this picture that I took and put it on my Facebook page. The horse was rescued from a meat train. And just to think that I had an opportunity to sit on this beautiful, wonderful creature, and I'm walking around the field, I'm like, oh, this is so awesome. I was like a little kid. And I never thought I'd be taking horseback riding lessons. And the type of horses that we're actually going to use in the film are gypsy horses. And they're very beautiful. Just look them up. They're very beautiful horses. They've got long flowing hair. And can you picture this? Me, out in the field, I seriously cannot wait. This is a dream come true for me. Maybe I'm not working with Jackie Chan as of yet, but I'm working on a film where it's like a Wonder Woman type of film. And when I was little, I used to watch Wonder Woman on TV, and I wanted to be Wonder Woman. So here I am in a film with a whole bunch of Wonder Women. And my type of character is like Rosie the Riveter. You have to look it up. You know, and during, I believe it was World War II, women went to work, and they worked on airplanes and all these things in the industry because men went to war. So my character is from that time period, and all of us women, we get whisked away, and we go through this training, and I just cannot wait. I cannot wait for the day that my brother, Jorge Zacora de Lisa, his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, all the girls and me, we're standing there in full costume with weapons and a horse and having our battle scene. I know we have to train more, but I cannot wait because this is such like a big deal to me. I know it's an independent film, but I'm so happy and excited to be able to do this film. Can you tell? I mean, I can't stop talking about Valkyr. And if anybody, you know, would like to, you know, donate any money towards the film of Valkyr, you can look it up. I only help talk about it. I'm not really a promoter, but because I'm part of the film, I mean, if anybody else there wants to, donate money, you know, to a great film where, you know, none of us women are taking our clothes off. I mean, we're doing our own fights and, you know, everything comes out of our pockets and such. And we're doing our own stunts, fight scenes. They're making their own, you know, the costumes and such. I mean, everything we're doing ourselves. And Jorge Zacora de Lisa, he's a musician. He's an accomplished musician who's doing the music. And when he gets to sing with Sonari, his wife, it's amazing. And I'm going to show you an example. Well, not show. You're going to kind of listen to it. A song I think is going to be in our actual battle song during the fight scene. And it's actually called Battle Song. Now, the man that missed himself, Jorge Zacora de Lisa, actually did the song. It's his song. He wrote it, composed it. He sang with his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to end the show with this song. And as you all know, a song sets the mood for a film. And as you'll hear this song, you'll get that feel for it, this battle song. So everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, if you have a dream, you're as good as anybody else. And you go for it. So thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you all have a wonderful night, or depends on where you are in the world, good day.